If Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. Written by Bob Ramsey. Every 4 years around now, we hear this from left-leaning Americans who believe they live in a fascist state. Their presidents are nearly always Republican, and generally no one actually does leave after the vote is counted on November 3rd. Because pulling up all your roots is hard for even the most determined. And besides, America has always been so diverting that it's easy to forget just how horrid George Bush really was. No surprise, then, that the only time Americans fled their homeland to live in Canada in the past century was during the Vietnam War, when 20 to 30,000 draft dodgers immigrated here. But this time is different. Not so much for Americans who want to live in the nice apartment above the meth lab. They have to get in line, just like immigrants from everywhere else. This is easier for many well-educated Americans because they already speak one of our two official languages. They're familiar with our ways, and they're often job-ready, especially for above-the-neck jobs in AI and healthcare, where we are world leaders and need all the brains we can get to stay there. No, I'm talking about that much bigger group of incomers, the 1 million-plus Canadians who are living in America. They're not the 1%. They're much luckier than that. They're the 0.03% of America's 330 million people who are free to leave the country and immigrate to another one that must accept them. How rare is that in our COVID world? But as Robert Frost said, home is the place where, when you have to go there, they have to take you in. For most of us, it's not about have to take in returning citizens. It's about want to. Especially if you're a real estate agent, a moving van company, or a tax accountant. The luckiest people of all, of course, are the 40,000 dual citizens of America and Canada who are living in the U.S. They can still hedge their bets. Maybe Donald Trump really is their glorious leader. Maybe America's best days lie ahead. Maybe sheep will pilot the Concorde. What I do know is that the four Canadian couples we know well who are living in America are all seriously thinking of coming home if Donald Trump gets his 4 more years. Well, they all have platinum-plated health care plans, even those seem not to cover what our health care system does for every one of us. But the bigger draw is not to have their lives defined by their politics. Identity politics has a hard time getting traction here, while in America, it's driving the bus off the cliff. At least the one filled with Americans who have dual citizenship. As The Guardian reported, more than 5,800 Americans renounced their citizenship in the first 6 months of 2020, a 1,210% increase on the 6 months to December 2019. Meanwhile, what about that second largest group of Canadian expats, the 300,000 Canadian citizens living in Hong Kong? Until a few months ago, their choices in deciding to return to Canada were limited only by the pandemic. That is to say, if they could get on a plane here, they'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Inconvenient for sure, but rarely a matter of life and death. Not anymore, of course. Given mainland China's takeover of the rule of law in Hong Kong, as well as Canada's vanishing relations with China, the invitation in June by then Global Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland to "Dear Canadians living in Hong Kong, you are very, very welcome to come home anytime," may run up against the Chinese government not allowing them to leave. Which shows that, when it comes to the power of your passport, it's not just where you're from that counts, it's where you are. For Canadians living in America, their passport is worth its weight in gold. For Canadians living in Hong Kong, it may not be worth the paper it's printed on. Today's Playground Podcast was read by Alex Brown.